It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's a great place to live. All different age groups. You have the dump that.
What? The hell? That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You can't eat acid. You can't eat acid every day, or the other thing that I said.
I can't eat acid.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
That's not a good word to stop in the middle of.
Let's make note of that.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Classic BMW. George is on vacation today. Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in with us, and since I am the backup e-brake czar, I'm taking over for George here in this segment. And we have three candidates. We're going to run through all three of them, and then we will let the P1s vote on the emergency brake of the week. Candidate number one is the all-time e-brake leader, the great Norm Hitzkus from the Norm and Donnie Show. Now, they've been doing their show together for 3.5 years, since September of 2015, but Norm is still not sure who his co-host is.
She says you only keep objects if they bring you joy.
Johnny, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, who's Johnny?
No, Donnie.
Oh. No.
I think you combined Julie and Donovan.
He did. He absolutely did.
I didn't.
You called me Johnny.
We all heard Johnny.
Okay, Herb, I think you'll really like this, okay?
Mike, you claim Herb is Norm's default name.
That's the default name. And when I listen to this at home, and this was an egregious one, but I just love how everybody pounces. I mean, it's just Johnny. Johnny! They know Johnny. That he misspoke, but no, you just can't be left alone.
Yeah, and that was an immediate pouncing.
Yeah, and it probably deserved to be.
Let's listen to that one more time.
She says, you only keep objects if they bring you joy.
Johnny, I'm going to tell you something.
Who's
Johnny?
No, Donnie.
Oh. No.
I think you combined Julie
he
and Donovan.
Did. He absolutely did.
I didn't.
You called me Johnny.
We all heard Johnny.
Okay, Herb, I think you'll really like this, okay?
God, that laugh.
Johnny.
It's Norm Hitzkus and Johnny Lewis. The Norm and Donnie Show. And Norm is a candidate again here on the e-brake. All right, candidate number two comes to us from the hard line. This is Ty Walker doing a ticker with flatulence on his mind.
Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights this evening at T-Mobile Arena. Dallas coming off a hard-fought win Sunday in Chicago.
That's the worst kind of wind.
A hard-fought win.
Did you say win or wind?
Not sure. One more time.
Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights this evening at T-Mobile Arena. Dallas coming off a hard-fought win Sunday in Chicago.
Does it make it better or worse that he corrected it? Had he just gone on, would it have been less noticeable?
No, you're right. It's worse than he corrected it.
I think it might be.
What exactly is a hard fart win?
I don't know, Mike.
Want to know.
A hard fart win. No. Mike had to get a tear sutured one time because of that.
I don't know if you would call it a win. Everyone was a loser in that case.
Let me ask you this before we hear it one more time. Did Ty immediately know he was going to be on the emergency break?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights this evening at T-Mobile Arena. Dallas coming off a hard-fought win is Sunday in Chicago.
Oh, that tickles me. Hard fart win. It's just a funny word.
It is.
Just a funny word.
No way around it.
All right, so that's Ty Walker, candidate number two. And candidate number three also comes to us from the hard line. This is Corby Davidson. This week during Community Quick Hits, he decided that he was hungry.
John Guyer died in 2003.
Oh, God rest his soul.
Way to go, Corby.
Well, what'd he do?
Why'd you kill him?
Was an assistant principal at Denton High School, a football coach, a baseball coach.
That's all you got to do to get a school?
Yeah. What are you eating?
What are you eating?
You decided right now was the time to eat?
Ice.
It's
baby.
Still food. Ice is food.
Don't write that down, you dumbass.
Well,
too late.
I love the phrase ice is food.
Ice is food.
Out of context, it's really funny to listen to because he's mad about it. He's like, he's yelling at someone.
Ice is food.
All right, one more time.
John Guyer died in 2003.
Oh, God rest his soul.
Go,
well, what'd he do?
Why'd you kill him?
Was an assistant principal at Denton High School, a football coach, a baseball coach.
That's all you got to do to get a school?
Yeah. What are you eating? What are you eating? You decided right now was the time to eat?
Ice.
It's
baby.
Still food. Ice is food.
Sorry. Do you have Corby isolated?
That's all you got to do to get a school?
That's head injury.
That's all you got to do to get a school?
Johnny.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny.
Yeah, it does sound like.
To get a school?
Johnny.
It sounds like head injury Corby. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Ice is food.
We're in class with head injury Corby. Corby, do you understand what we're talking about?
That's all you got to do to get a school?
Oh, gosh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So those are your three candidates. Is it Norm for misidentifying his co-host, Ty with flatulence on his mind, or head injury Corby? 888-787-1310 is the phone number, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Or who wins?
Vote.
Ty for who wins?
Oh, Ty for who wins. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. In honor of the late, great Spider in Grand Prairie, I would like to vote for Johnny. Stay hard.
Guess that's okay. A Norm vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Do you vote for Norm, Ty, or Corby?
I'd like to vote for Flatulent Wins and Hooter Brown.
Good. Hello, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
What?
I didn't understand one word.
I didn't either.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The Colonel, Mr. Norm.
Vote for the Colonel.
How old are you? I'm asking you, Mike. Ducey, how old are you?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Voting in the e-break. Who do you like?
Hi, this is Marge, Georgia Swim Coach. Is that Mike Ducey?
Yeah, he's here.
That's as bad Mike, as my Marge on Monday.
Mike, make love to me, you son of a bitch.
Golly, man.
You could ask more nicely than that.
You might do it if you ask nicely. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break.
Yes, I would like to vote for P1 Kevin Richards, who loves burgers with doo-doo as the meat and hard farts.
All right, it's a vote for Ty. He has the lead right now, 3-2 over Norm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this morning?
Vaginal size, Mornborn.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break. Hello?
Give me head injury Corby.
Okay. First vote for Corby. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like between Norm, Ty, and Corby?
Hey, guys, George is still passed out from the sex party. I don't know how to wake him up.
Oh, you need to call authorities. Has he vomited in his mask?
Yeah, I'll try that. Yeah. I'll vote for Danny, too, by the way. But, I'll call you back, give you an update.
Okay, bad acting.
Yeah. Do you mean Corby?
He said
Danny. Danny's not a candidate.
Corby.
All right, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Anybody there? Let's go to the next line. To line 72. Oh, hi, who is this?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, no. Who is this? Is this Coco?
Coco consult great Shakespearean actor Maurice Evans for this week's vote. Maurice, Maurice Pertray, great minister of science and defender of faith, Dr. Zaius from 1968 dystopian classic Planet of Apes.
1968.
Coco's favorite movie, yes, but right. Coco not appreciate Mr. Heston's line, damn dirty ape. Zaius with Coco now, and we vote for Flatulence Tie.
Okay. Thank you, Coco. You know what? That's a great bit, but he's going to run out of ape characters in movies very quickly. He's gone through about five of them so far. All right, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ty Walker.
And that is it. Sir. We have winner. With five votes, Ty Walker is your winner in the emergency break of the week as he did a ticker with flatulence on his mind.
Stars versus the Vegas Golden Knights this evening at T-Mobile Arena. Dallas coming off a hard-fought win Sunday in Chicago.
Congratulations, Ty. Fernando, how many is that for
him? That is his third win. He's 101 behind Norman Manuel Hitzkus.
Boy, Ty's got a long way to go to catch Norm. All right, that's the e-break.